and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours. Well, let me turn my headset down. There we go. Now I can hear myself think. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours. I hate interruptions like that. Mr. Producer, what happened to my headphones? He's just rolling his head. At any rate, folks, special program today. I was in Crawford, Texas on Saturday. And a lot of people are portraying this. The news media has become the story. Forget the facts. Forget Cindy Sheehan. Forget what she's talking about. Forget that George Bush and her encounter with George Bush the first time. She described him as being a very cold and callous man, full of dirty looks if he didn't get the responses that he wanted. And I went up to Crawford and spoke to a few people up there. I've got five interviews. I've got Crawford, Texas police officer Dan Ferguson. He's up first. Pat Atmos, she was at the Crawford Peace House as a volunteer. She came in from California. Brad Freeman of bradblog.com. I spoke to him for several minutes. He has bradshow.com. He's in L.A., California. And he was feeding five different networks. He was the only person on the ground up there doing live radio, and he was one of the feeds was Air America. We talked about, during that interview, I talked about, do you think this is a bad thing that this has crossed the aisle? In other words, Democrats versus Republicans, or better still, liberals versus conservatives. And the thing that I discovered up there, folks, there's a lot of stupid people here in Texas. I mean, this is a town of 750 people. That's it in its entirety. I spoke to the business owners up there, asked them if they minded the crowds. Well, they didn't mind the money. People in Crawford, Texas, if they've got a business, I mean, they were even out on the sidewalk hawking T-shirts in support of George. You know, that's their big claim to fame, that George Bush is a few miles down the road. But the people that were there, most of them that set up in front of businesses, or the businesses had them set up in front of their business, I should say, were typical Americans. And when I say typical, I mean typically stupid. They weren't neocons. Neocons are people that are actually hijacking what the Republicans are supposed to be about. And, well, the name says it all. Neocon. Neo meaning new. Con meaning conservative. New conservatism. Has nothing to do with that, folks. But, well, neither does the Democratic Party have anything to do with communism or socialism. That's just the people that hijack their party. So, we see the problem here. I'll have some more to say on Crawford, Texas, and I'll roll these interviews right after this first break. Second hour, ladies and gentlemen, joining me is David Ray Griffin, the author of The New Pearl Harbor. We'll spend an hour with Mr. Griffin. Good show here today, folks. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my gray hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it. And put a jingle in your pocket.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you take the hype, when you take the sizzle or the edge off of things, what we find is we're dealing with people. People from different walks of life, people with different points of view, people with the capacity, different capacity for understanding what they're seeing and what they're hearing. People, smart people, not so smart people, average people. But a lot of people have been getting their news from the mainstream medias. And that's the problem. One thing that really struck me when I was in Crawford, Texas, is, man, does this place need a low-power FM station? I mean, it really does. And it reminded me, talking with a lot of these people up there that were in support of George Bush, it reminded me of the Republican National Convention when I was in New York last August, that given enough opportunity and time, and I would go after the older people, not necessarily the younger people. These are the people that know better, but somehow have forgotten history and forgotten the truth. Well, this is pretty much what was in Crawford, Texas, in support of the president. There was a lot of people that were told to show up there. And when I was up there Saturday, there was probably in the range of 5,000 to 7,000 people. And I want to reiterate that it was extremely peaceful. Aside from the incident of the crosses being torn up, I think that was last Monday, there were some people that did go out. We have video of this, and it'll be posted on our site tomorrow, that went out there and pulled the crosses up with their loved ones' names on it. But that only totaled about 20 crosses, and we'll show you that video evidence tomorrow. But by and large, ladies and gentlemen, it was very peaceful. And I made a point of asking the police officers up there if they'd seen any trouble or anybody provocateuring, and no, absolutely not. And when I talked to people up there, ironically enough, some people on both sides were saying, we wish the media would get out of here because the media itself has become the story. Will they cover anything of any great consequence? Absolutely not. Is the reporting biased or slanted towards George Bush? Oh, absolutely. No question about it. I did a couple of quick interviews up there. First one up on the block is Dan Ferguson. He's a police officer in Crawford, Texas. This is what this gentleman had to say.
Stand here talking with Dan Ferguson, officer, police officer for Crawford, Texas. How many people, how many law enforcement are sharing the load here with traffic and so on?
We have several agencies. Local agency have about 10 officers. We have Woodway, who has approximately 8 officers. And the county sheriffs and the DPS, they're out closer to the, and I'm unsure on what the count of their troops are.
Okay. And any problems here with this this whole deal in Crawford?
There has been no problems. We've had a few people with some kind of heat stroke or something like that, but there has been no confrontations between the two different groups.
Is this the kind of demonstrations you guys were prepared for, or what were you told?
We were told to expect approximately somewhere in the neighborhood of 5,000 people. And normally most of the protests and the gatherings and stuff, they are fine. They don't have problems or anything. So we are very lucky on that. Basically, the concern that we have today is going to be the traffic.
I understand.
Yeah.
And is there anybody on the police department or anybody in town here wanting Cindy Sheehan to talk with George Bush to get this whole thing over with?
We have no comment on that subject.
Okay. Dan Ferguson from the Crawford, Texas Police Department. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, folks, I mean, this is a local cop up there. They did have Woodway Police Department up there. They had the DPS, of course. They had county sheriffs from a couple of different counties. But basically, folks, these were out at the two property sites outside of town, about three miles out of town. And basically, the police were lining both sides of the street. Let me take that back. We had the Bush supporters on one side of the road, and the police were on the other side of the road in front of the Cindy Sheehan crowd. Now, it didn't appear to me that they were there to, antagonize or intimidate the people out there for the peaceful protest against the Iraq War. It seemed to me that it was their line, the thin blue line, if you will, that they were there to actually protect the peaceful demonstrators. And we saw absolutely no problems out there. And as I said before, there are people that wanted us to believe that, this is a contentious situation, that things could blow up any second. It was nothing like that. Folks, it was well over 100 degrees when I was up there. And people were conducting themselves in a manner that just, it brought joy to my heart. It really did, because what I saw up at the Republican National Convention with the agent provocateurs and the commies and the socialists and everybody else in there, it was a mess. And it didn't really much matter which side of the aisle that you talked to. The level of ignorance was astounding. I mean, two questions into somebody's brain cells and you figured out real quick, I should say, that people don't have a lot of information. And that's what I discovered up in Crawford, Texas. The next person I talked to was Pat Atmos. She was actually at the Crawford Peace House. And she had driven in from California just to be a part of this. because she felt it was important. I mean, you've got to, she's a wonderful woman, and you just got to hear what she has to say. We'll roll that one right now.
RBN?
It was Public Broadcasting Network. Pat Aptos from California?
Yeah. Yes.
You're a volunteer here at the Crawford Peace House?
I am. Yes, I am.
And is Cindy Sheehan been here today?
I haven't seen her, but I haven't been here all day. I've been in and out, so I think she's probably up at camp, too. I think she's been at 1 and 2 today. I haven't seen her here.
Okay. Any grand plans going on here this Saturday in Crawford as far as the Peace House is going? Anything scheduled?
Today? Oh, yes. They had a press conference this morning, and at noon they had a rally, and I think it's still going on. It'll probably go on for... I don't know how long. Dinner is from, just a sign around the corner, I'm doing this from memory, 2 to 4. There's a barbecue.
Okay.
Or 4 to 6 something. I was just asking somebody because I haven't been up there yet, and they said that Joan Baez was up singing. And they've got members from, I'm so tired, I haven't slept in a week, I'm sorry. Gold Star Families for Peace. There's family members there, and they share their stories. And
And Pat, if I can ask you, you're from California. What made you take the trip here, and why are you here in Crawford, Texas?
I came here because I had heard on the radio what Cindy Sheehan was doing, and I admired her for actually having the nerve, the bravery to stand up to what's going on, because I've lived long enough to know that what's going on is wrong with the leadership of the country. We're going in the wrong direction, and we need to look at the situation. There's been mistakes made. We need to sit down and talk about it. What's going on? We're heading for disaster. I really believe we are. So, and we got, Congress wasn't doing anything. They voted to go to war, and Bush said that her son went to war. You know, he gave his life for a noble cause. I thought her question was a very good question. Please tell me what the noble cause is, because the story kept changing.
Pat Aptos from California at the Crawford Peace House. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right. As I said, folks, these are just people. These are just people. I think that Cindy Sheehan, would it be fair of me to say that I think she has made a mistake? The news media did point out that there's a lot of leftist organizations that are backing Cindy Sheehan. And the haunting thing that kept just buzzing around in my brain was, in this country, and I remember in the 60s, I remember the Vietnam era very, very well. And I can remember that there were people on both sides of the aisle that, well, initially, you know, let's go kick butt and we're going to go kill the commies. Well, after we'd lost 40, 45, 48, 50,000 people, it wasn't a very popular war. George Bush right now is, well, by the polls, they're showing that approval rating in centering around Iraq is about 39% and dropping. Well, that's because the whole thing was formatted on a lie. Cindy Sheehan has groups of people that are, shall I say, no war people. No war is justified. No war is good. And Cindy Sheehan on Bill Maher's program, and I saw this, I think it was Friday night, she had made the statement that, well, it isn't just about Iraq, it's about all war. Now, I don't know if Cindy Sheehan started out that way or it's because of the other groups that have been around her. But here's the point. As in Vietnam, with the Vietnam War, or police action, it wasn't really a war, we had the same kind of crossover here, different people and different political outlooks in this country. The exact same thing is happening here. Except the news media's, funny thing happened on the way to the Roman Colosseum, a couple of years ago, that the media's was reported that they were liberally biased. And that was pretty much true. Maybe take a look at who owns them, who's working for them, what they're reporting on. But the strange thing that's going on right now is people on both sides of that political aisle are looking at Iraq and going, nope, Bush lied. No weapons of mass destruction. Project for a New American Century people, they were looking for the excuse. We'll get to Brad Friedman's interview right after this. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're back. Next up is Brad Freeman from Blad. Yeah. Boy. Seems like Friday, but it's actually Monday. Come on, mouth work. Brad Freeman from bradblog.com. And he's got bradshow.com. I'm going to get him on the air one day this week. Interesting fellow. He was up there feeding 5 different networks with via computer. And he was the only radio network on the ground up there. So Brad Freeman, he is from L.A., California, and that doesn't mean Lower Alabama or Louisiana, folks. That's Los Angeles. Here's Brad Freeman.
Brad Freeman from the, you got your thumb over the part, the Brad Show, and you're from California?
Yes, sir, Los Angeles, bradblog.com. I'm a blogger. Recently began a radio show, bradshow.com. It was a little Saturday show, 4 hours only. Although I was on vacation up in the nice cool mountains in the Great Basin National Park, and I heard Rush Limbaugh. I had no cell. I had no internet. I heard Rush Limbaugh, frankly, lying about what was going on here in Crawford and about Cindy Sheehan. And I thought, well, let me get the heck down to Crawford and see if I can find out the truth of what's really going on down there. Get on the air somehow or another. We pulled this together with a hamster running around in a wheel technology and some tin cups and string, but we are now streaming out over 5 different radio networks. Air America is actually joining us to simulcast here this evening. Laura Flanders has come down, and we have been here all week now getting out to the only broadcast organization on the ground getting live radio out of here. We've been doing anywhere from 4 to 8 hours a day, trying to get out the story of what's really going on the ground here in Crawford, Texas.
Brad, there seems to be, and I watched this in the media, the mainstream media. A couple of years ago, you saw the stories about the media being too much left. Now they seem to be doing everything to support George Bush, the war in Iraq. I mean, up to and including just regurgitating lies out of the Department of Defense, whatever the case may be. Do you see this as a positive or a negative that we have two sides here? We got liberals, we got conservatives that are agreeing on the war in Iraq. Some are not. Obviously, we're here in Crawford, Texas, and there is a bunch of people here supporting George Bush in the war. But do you see this as a plus or a minus?
Oh, this is without a doubt a plus. I mean, this is not about right or wrong. This is about right or left. This is about right or wrong. And, you know, this is a discussion. George W. Bush says that Cindy Sheehan and all the other families who have had kids died for a noble cause. Fair enough. Cindy Sheehan wants to know, what is that noble cause? Now, that's a discussion that I'm glad we're finally having now. But we should have had 3 years ago, 4 years ago. You know, there was a time in this country, you know, until now, really, where if you asked that question, you were branded as, you know, un-American, unpatriotic, you don't support the troops. I'm falling into my Rush Limbaugh impression. But, you know, before we send our sons and daughters into harm's way, before we spend this kind of blood and treasure, America needs to have this discussion. Now, had George W. Bush said we're doing this because we're spreading democracy and freedom years ago, okay, we could have had that debate. And then we would have gone to war for that or not. But the fact that he told us that it was because of WMD, because Saddam was attached to 9/11, and that is what he said to Congress when he asked to invoke the War Powers Act. We went to war under those circumstances, not for freedom and democracy, which may be perfectly legitimate. But that's not for one man to decide. That's for the American people to debate and decide, and then you go to war over it.
Well, they changed the rules with this also. It's supposed to be Congress that is supposed to declare war on sovereign nations, and all as Congress did was vote for the appropriate funds, took the power that they had constitutionally, and handed it to George Bush for his foray into the Middle East, and it looks apparently, for all intents and purposes, that Iraq, or Iran, rather, may be next.
You know, it's hard to say what will be next. I hope Iran is not next, at least not without this discussion. And I think things may be changing. You know, if you look at the support now of the president,
37%.
Yes, sir. Anywhere from 36 to 40%. People... If you look at that support, hopefully things are changing at this point where people realize we need to have these conversations beforehand.
I know you have to go, Brad Freeman, and what I'd like to do is I'd like to get in contact with you, bring you on my show to relate to the folks the experiences you've had. You've been doing a lot of broadcasting, simulcasting out to a lot of different networks, trying to get the flavor of what's going on down here. I appreciate it very much. Thank you, Brad.
My delight. Thanks. Anytime.
All right.
All right, and I just got a couple more here. One is an individual that Mark Blanchard. He's from Round Rock, Texas, and he had never heard of 90.1 in here, obviously, because he was really ill-informed. But he was one of the people up there that were showing support for George Bush, and of course, I took the opportunity to tell him that if you want the truth, you can hear it in Round Rock, Texas. You don't have to go all the way to Crawford, Texas to be amongst people that you think are of like minds because they're just as confused as you are. But if you note the flavor of how I approach these people and whether on which side that they were on, it didn't matter. I am not a soundbite, how should I say, waylaying kind of guy. I don't bait people. I don't get them angry or anything else. This is just to learn the flavor and the thinking of people. I mean, you're hearing just mainstream Joe Blow out on the street corner expressing opinions. And those opinions, you'll note, well, don't quite coincide with this talk show host. But the one thing that's overriding about it is their lack of information. And that, again, ladies and gentlemen, that's our job, to make the stupid people of America go away. We'll take the break, come back on the other side. I also want to play this afternoon a song that Sting did about probably 20 years ago. And it is apropos, and it's my bit for the Cindy Sheehan crowd out there. We'll be right back.
are listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Coming up in the second hour of the National Intel Report is going to be David Ray Griffin, author of The New Pearl Harbor. He'll be with us in the second hour. Coming up tomorrow, Colonel Joe Hart, Cancer Cure is in the Diet. And we have other yet-to-be-scheduled programming for the rest of the week. But we will most surely inform you who's coming up. This next little piece, this was just me on the tape, just walking from talking with Brad Freeman around the corner to Mark Blanchard. Mark Blanchard was one of these people who was giving away free buttons up there. And, well, you'll hear in his repertoire of knowledge base stuff that you've heard regurgitated on the mainstream medias, on the mainstream news. And that those opinions become people's opinions that watch these shows. It's very effective, ladies and gentlemen. The trick is to put the good information in their heads so they don't make bad decisions, bad choices. And my approach to this, as I said, was pretty much of a white paper. Went up there with my wife Saturday, Sandra. It was, and I didn't realize it's about an hour and a half up to Crawford, Texas, maybe an hour and 45 minutes getting off the main roads. But it was a time for me just to have some time with my wife, which we very rarely have. After doing this network all hours of the day, Monday through Friday, This kid basically sleeps his day away on Saturday to try to catch up. And it just leaves us a day or two and got to take care of household stuff. And I never get away with my wife. So it was a very nice afternoon, if that counts for anything. All right. At any rate, I did notice Woodway Police was up there. And, well, they had some pretty interesting armaments up there. Some of the Woodway Police Department were actually the SWAT team. I talked to one individual and his partner. I asked, I said, where's the proverbial 12-gauge shotgun in the front seat? And the one cop, the younger cop, said, well, that's my weapon, and the AR-16 is his because he's on the SWAT team.
By the way, the Woodway Police Department is up here, and I just talked to a couple of members of the SWAT team, and I noticed when I walked by parked cruiser in front of the Peace House that there was an AR-16 sitting in the front seat, and I asked the one of the cops from Woodway, and officer, what's this for? And he says, well, we prefer to keep that quiet. He said, his partner says, I'm the one that has the 12-gauge, and I've got the AR because I'm on the SWAT team. And of course, I asked him, I said, has there been any trouble or any indication that you may need something like that? And of course, he replied in the negative.
Mark Blanchard, I'm from San Antonio, Texas.
And Mark, you're right up here on Route 317. You've got your tent pitched. You've got your signs out. You're in support of George Bush. You came all the way from San Antonio up here to speak your piece. What is it that you want people to hear while you're here?
Mostly, you know, I sit and watch the news at night. I'm getting tired of the liberal media with the slant against the war and against President Bush. And I wanted to come out with some like-minded folks who aren't afraid to have the truth spoken. And like I said, I'm a disabled vet, and I'm in 100% support of what President Bush is doing to support our freedom and democracy throughout the world. And I just want to, I'm in 100% support of the troops that are out over there doing a great job for us.
All right, and there's no reservations in your mind as to why we're there and exactly what our mission is and when it's going to end?
None whatsoever. President Bush has stated our mission quite clearly numerous times. As a matter of fact, a couple of years ago when we first started this venture, he foretold of this exact thing that's going on with our liberal media and how people are now, because the American public doesn't have the staying power to follow the course through. And we're not in a war right now so much of guns and bullets and everything, but we're in a political war, an ideological war, and that's the one we have to win, because every civilian that gets injured over there is a win for the fascists that are fighting to destroy our country and our way of life. So we have our army, our navy, our marines have to go through great lengths to protect the civilian populace over there while taking the might of America and our armaments against the Islamic fascists. So,
all right, well, I appreciate your comments. Thank you very much. I'm standing here with Bill Thompson from Round Rock, Texas, and he's up here with his Support Our Troops. He's giving away free buttons if you care to make a small donation. We have signs here saying peace after victory. And, well, let me ask you just flat out here. Why do you think that the American people should be in support of George Bush in the war in Iraq?
Well, because I don't think it really matters which Middle Eastern country we would have started with. It could have been Iraq, could have been Iran, could have been Syria. That's a hotbed of terrorism over there, and I don't think it's just about oil by any means. I believe that we have got a responsibility to try to help some of those people in those countries start a democratic system, and with whatever country we start, which happens to be Iraq, whatever country it starts with, democracy will hopefully spread throughout the Middle East.
Democracy spreading throughout the Middle East at the point of a gun. Well, and this individual, I gave him a copy of One-Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas. He was a nice man. He didn't even want to take the book. He said, you're going to give me this book? And I said, absolutely. A terrible mind is a thing to waste. You need to get educated. You know, and you can hear the rhetoric. I mean, he was a veteran. He was a disabled vet himself. He wasn't acrimonious. He wasn't angry. He has just been regurgitating what he's been told on the news medias. You know, we needed to start somewhere, whether it would have been Iraq or it didn't matter where. You know, we need to spread democracy in the Middle East. Why? Why do we need to spread democracy in the Middle East? Why do we need to topple regimes over there that you know, quite frankly, we shouldn't have anything to do with. But it's actually following the roadmap to peace as far as Israel's concerned. And a lot of people won't talk about that. You know, it astounds me to this day, the ignorance level surrounding Israel, you know, what their own teachings tell them and the Zionist, political Zionist movement. It still astounds me that people that should know better do not know. And they stay away from the subject like it's a taboo subject. They stay away from it like they're scalded dogs. They won't touch it. And when they do, it's only cursory. And that's a shame. There were people up there that I did talk to that had pictures of the Twin Towers falling. And I would ask people, you know, what does this have to do with the war in Iraq? That Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with attacking the United States. And I was told that I was misinformed. The ignorance level, again, folks, the ignorance level was astounding. But it was just like the liberals that I talked to last year at the Republican National Convention, the day before the convention started. It was on a Sunday afternoon when they had thousands of people in the streets. All you had to do is to get past their slogans, you know, their one-liners, ask them some important questions, and you would quickly figure out that their depth of knowledge, well, they were mud puddles. They weren't very deep, and it was very, very murky. And again, folks, going back to it's a shame because in this country we have the medias that we do, and people are only regurgitating, and they think they know, they're only regurgitating what they've heard. Talking heads' opinions become their opinions. On this network, we don't want that, ladies and gentlemen. We want wide awake, real live human thinking beings. And that's the approach we'd better start taking, you know, not kind of in-your-face kind of a deal. You know, I don't do the sound bites that anger somebody and then tape them for 10 seconds to get there. You know, it's pointless. It is really, really pointless. The song I'm about to play you, it occurred to me this Saturday driving up and driving back that this thing is about lives. There's sons dying. There's daughters dying. People are losing fathers and mothers. And years ago, Sting did a song, but he did this basically. It had to do with Pinochet and what Sting had gathered about that regime in Chile. And, of course, subsequently we know it only got worse down there. But when I heard this song, I mean, it came back to me to haunt me because there's a lot of people on both sides, Iraqis and Americans, that are losing loved ones, ladies and gentlemen. The numbers are being underreported, the American losses. The medias will not touch how many Iraqis have died, how many children have died, depleted uranium. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And what this really is, we have forgotten how to value life. If we do not value the one, how can we ever consider the multitude? How can we ever? And I am not a peacenik, ladies and gentlemen. I am not an anti-war person. I am against bad war. We haven't had a righteous war for a long, long time, have we? If you go back to Vietnam, UN police action, same with Korea. UN was involved there. And the reasons why we got into World War II, but why we didn't finish the job at the close of that war. If we would have done what some folks had suggested to see that thing all the way through, we wouldn't have had a carved-up Europe. We wouldn't have had General Stalin. We wouldn't have had communism. Because, folks, we did have the bomb. Oh, that's right. Remember? So if General George Patton would have rolled into Russia, and we were carrying that big stick, namely the atomic bomb, there would have been no communist Russia, and consequently, no communist China. But we seem to leave those things alone to let them fester and then become problems later. And the analogy that I gave about Saddam Hussein that hated Al-Qaeda had nothing to do with him whatsoever. See, folks, we're fighting a war on terror. It were the terrorists that did September 11, 2001, or as most people believe. What a sham. Tell you what, go ahead, Mr. Producer, go ahead and spin that song, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that song right after this. Thank you.
One day we'll laugh.
heard that song, and like I said, it was written, 20 years ago, and it actually came off of the album Like the Sun. Branford Marsalis was on the sax on that. But as I listened to that song, and I hadn't heard it for quite some time, the only thing that kept cropping up in my mind was images of Iraq. There's a lot of sons. They're never going to be able to dance with their wives. There's mothers and fathers that will never see their sons or daughters again. They're never going to be able to dance. They're dancing with death. Of course, we know the Pinochet regime and then subsequently what followed. I mean, there were death squads. Literally, folks, this is what happened, why Sting wrote that song. He wrote that after he saw a brief news story about women dancing in the streets of Chile, torn apart by the Pinochet regime. The women were dancing in the streets with pictures of their husbands, fathers, brothers, or sons pinned to their clothes, or they were holding the pictures and dancing with them. How many Iraqi mothers and fathers do not have their children, will never see them dance? How many of our American soldiers, their families, will never dance with them again? This is turned into a story, and we're forgetting what is at the basis of this. Human beings, ladies and gentlemen. And we're talking as if people were some kind of expendable items. And that we're demonstrating to the rest of the planet, good, bad, or indifferent, yes, let's just have a war, let's just go kill a bunch of people. 1.5 million Iraqis so far, ladies and gentlemen. This is what the medias are not telling you. Would America still be in support of this war? Because everybody knows there's something wrong with it. But if they were actually told by their curmudgeons on the evening news that, well, okay, the death toll has been underreported, the American casualties have been underreported by the Pentagon and Department of Defense, would the Americans still be in support of this war if they knew 500,000 children alone have died in Iraq from poor sanitation, disease, hospitals being bombed? They have no fresh water, depleted uranium, and even the soup that we're mixing up and injecting them with, supposedly to protect them from diseases. There is much, much more to this story, and I don't like to see the hard-edged rhetoric around it. We've got a madman in the White House, ladies and gentlemen. That's plain and simple. But what regime comes in after George Bush? Can we think that things are going, the tables are going to turn in this country? Things are going to be better. There's absolutely no reason to think that it will. So you see, our problem just isn't Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney and Mr. Rumsfeld or Condoleezza Rice or any number of people. The Project for a New American Century people that are surrounding the Bush White House. This is going to echo down the halls of the White House long after George Bush is gone. And it will continue to haunt this country for many, many years to come. We have a tendency to sometimes get fixated instead of looking in the broader terms. We've got to get this country back, ladies and gentlemen. What we're demonstrating to the planet is we're not even worth being on the face of this planet. We're all puffed up with ourselves because we're Americans. But what are we showing the rest of the world? We can show them strength. We can show them bullets and bombs. But where's morality and where's ethics? And how many people support the United States? I do believe this is a globalist plan to make the United States appear to be weak, stupid, militaristic, which arguably you can't say anything against that. But with everything else combined, the deconstructing of America, the emptying out of its economic base, the massive debt, that the politicians seem to think they have an open-ended checkbook in Washington, D.C., but that's okay because the government can just fire up the printing presses and we can borrow more money. Over $70 trillion, ladies and gentlemen, we've got money to go over and start up democracies. We have a porous southern border and a northern border. What are we safe from? And what are we protecting ourselves against that we started in the first place? These are all questions that sane people would ask. But in that hard-edge, hard-driving rhetoric that you're seeing every day, there doesn't seem to be much room for thought anymore. And that is the real tragedy. Because out of this will be born again mistake after mistake after mistake. That's the way I see it. And that's my little bit on Crawford, Texas, folks, and what I saw up there last Saturday. And just, yes, the anger that I feel sometimes because of the stupidity. But why should I be angry? Because I'm in the business of informing people. If they hear the message, they will change their minds. Because we talk sense here. There is truth to be found on these airwaves. And I don't like the gotcha style of journalism on either side of the aisle, either whether it be us or them. I'm tired of the selling of fear. Everybody is selling fear. We got preachers out there selling Jesus like I don't know what. We've almost become a caricature of ourselves. I mean, just something that we don't recognize anymore. That will change in this country, ladies and gentlemen, if all you silent people out there that heretofore have not spoken and spoken freely and spoken from your heart. I'm not talking about regurgitating, and don't even bother just reciting what I say, because we always ask people to weigh the information, to do the research, do the background. Because telling you one thing on the air and then having you turn around and repeat that to somebody else without checking your facts, well, are you any worse than those people in Crawford, Texas, who are out there supporting Bush? I would like to think so. But our main thrust for doing this entire network, ladies and gentlemen, is to afford the average American out there to hear something that they've never heard in their entire life. And that's the truth. Will people value it? Will they spread the word? Let me ask you this way. How much do you love your country, and how much do you want to hold on to it? Because it's not going to be just this regime. It's going to be the one following, and the one after that, and the one after that. We'll take the break. We'll be back on the other side, second hour of the National Intel Report, with David Ray Griffin, author of The New Pearl Harbor. And I will try to find my mouth during this break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report, right after this.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it. And put a jingle in your pocket.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.